only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
All right. Well, we got dumb vocabulary coming up here in just a second. But first, obviously, we want to make sure that everyone knows to get your butts over to Nobody's Home Provisioning Center in Benton Harbor from 1 to 3. We are going to be hanging out for your first chance to get qualified to get blown this winter. And I know how that sounds, okay?
I know. You're probably scratching your head wondering, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. We're giving away a top-of-the-line snowblower courtesy of Hollywood Small Engine. So a little bit different. We meant your driveway, your walkway, whatever. That's what's getting blown. And you could win, but you got to get out to our live broadcast, get that keyword, get that QR code, and you can be one step closer. And we're going to pick a handful of qualifiers, and it could be you. And you could win this brand-new top-of-the-line snowblower from Hollywood Small Engine. It's awesome. Save your back. Hunter, I'm sure your wife would love this because she's always out there shoveling. So, you know,
that's me. I'm always out there doing that. What are you talking about?
You know that's a damn dirty lie.
Hey, you know what? If you give me that damn blower,
you'd be out there, won't you?
Bet I'd be out there, that's for sure.
So if I see your wife over there registering, I know why. That's what it is. Again, like I said, we're going to be at Nobody's Home in Benton Harbor. 1 to 3 today, got your first chance. And frequent rockers, pay attention, because if you show up at each of our contest dates and collect a special keyword, you're going to have extra chances to win, and you're going to score more points for the keywords you get, which you can use for other stuff as well. So, again, it behooves you to get out there and become a frequent rocker and get yourself qualified. So don't miss out. Get blown this winter. Of course, a big thank you to Hollywood Small Engine, Autobahn Imports, and Nobody's Home. Of course, WIRX, getting you taken care of. Getting that snow off your driveway, yeah. All right? Yeah, love it. All right, we'll have more details on that. Right now, though, it's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right, here we go. Your Tuesday dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do wiener mitten.
A wiener mitten, huh?
Wiener mitten.
Does it save you from venereal diseases and protects you from pregnancy?
Absolutely, Hunter. You got it right, buddy.
Nice job.
Nice job. Yeah, it's a condom.
It's a rubber.
It's a rubber. Like Grandpa used to say. Why did all old people say rubber?
It's just a rough way to put it.
Don't forget your Jimmy hat there, sonny. What?
Oh.
You mean a condom? Gross. Yeah, it's just a condom. And you know what? It's fitting for this time of year. It's cold out. You got mittens on your hands. We'll put a mitten on your wiener. It's a wiener mitten right there.
What, to warm it up? Yeah.
Well, it depends on if it's one of those really thin ones, probably not, you know, but if it's one of those good, thick, hearty ones that you get at the gas station, you know, truck stop bathroom right there.
So it's different than like a wiener booty, you know, you put out there.
It's exactly. Yes. Yes. Honey.
Keep it warm.
Completely different. It's not that crocheted one that Grandma gave you. All right. It's not that one.
Why is it so small, Grandma?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I know. Example. Hold on, baby. I got to put on a wiener mitten before we do it. That might ruin the mood. Just an FYI.
A little bit.
I don't know.
You're not spicing anything up by saying that. That's for sure.
I don't think I ever read wiener mitten in any romance novel. You know, in the heat of passion, he put on his wiener mitten and they made love. No, it doesn't.
Really. Wasn't in the transcript of the 50 Shades of Grey.
It's my favorite part. It's my favorite part when he puts on the wiener mitten right there.
The wiener mitten part.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, keep it wrapped up this winter, fellas. Wieners on your hands. Or wieners on your hands. No, mittens on your hands.
What?
And mittens on your wieners. You got it. You got it. All right. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. More.